Has anybody had it on this phone?
What's that?
Yeah. I made one copy.
We barely got to begin the new city yesterday. Let's just bring ourselves up to where we were up, where we left off. So now we're going to be focusing on Rabba's view, the view that the reason why, again, has to be accompanied by an amiras b'fanechtam is because of the concern that maybe the get wasn't written in the Shema. Now, the truth is, the Gemara is going to tell us that it's a very, very outside chance that that is even the case. But Alpha Bichain, there's a little bit of a concern, and therefore the Chachamim insisted on the recitation, rather, Shaliach b'fanechtam. The problem that the Rishonim are bothered with is that out of all the psulim of Hilchos Gittin, is the only one that we seem to take seriously. There are a whole array of other things that can go wrong with the get. Anywhere from Gittin written on trees, to Gittin that weren't authorized properly, to Gittin that weren't signed properly. I mean, if you give me an array of 90 blad instead of Gittin as to what can go wrong. And somehow, this is the one that seems to catch our attention. So we have two different approaches yesterday as to why that is the case. So Rabbi Hatam said that we really misunderstood what the Gemara means when it says in the Kiyum Shema. The Gemara doesn't really mean to say that they didn't know the halachas. They did know the halachas. They just disagreed with the halacha. So they didn't think this was a valid drasha. So other drashas they did accept this drasha. They didn't accept. So you can't really ask the question according to Rabbi Hatam. But most of the Rishonim didn't think that was the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to be that they really didn't know. So my Manishtam that they didn't know this. So Tosfos is quoting the name of the Riva. It says it's not even true. They didn't know anything. They were told by Ratzon that why did the Gemara pick on the Shema? Shema, oh yeah. Why do we have to berate the poor Dayanim and Chutzlar and say they knew nothing? So we say b'chulei. They didn't know a lot of things. But the Gemara never really meant to make a fuss out of the Shema. So different opinions and nuances in the Balei Tosfos. Why the Gemara focuses on the Shema? Is that in contrast to other things, or maybe it's just an example of other things? Well, we're going to now pick up the sugya from where the lumdus of the sugya really begins. And that's within the world of the Ramban. So the Ramban is going along the lines of the Balei Tosfos and picking on certain psulim which are mentioned in contrast to others that are not. And the one that we're going to spend the focus on most of this morning is the following halacha. There is a requirement called Tzivri Habal. A sofer cannot write a get without being authorized to do so. That's a chayt lo yavah, that's an absolute halacha. There's nothing to discuss. If you take a look at the fifth of the Marmakomos, it's actually a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin on Daf Ayin Aleph. So the Mishnah says, the fifth of the Marmakomos, Amalo nichtav get le'ishtecha. If it was said to a person, should we write a get for your wife? But Amal and Ksovu, and he does authorize them to write a get. But the problem is, they don't do it themselves. They hand off the authorization to somebody else. Even though the sofer wrote the get and the edim signed the get and he gave the get. But the problem was nobody was authorized to do so. So the Mishnah says, Hare haget batel. The get is batel umavutel. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Geirushin that, at least when the Rambam uses the phrase batel, batel is a code phrase, code word for it's not acceptable midda araisa. Sometimes you have a get that's problematic with the Rabbanim, but sometimes you have a get that's problematic with the Torah. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, says the Shulchan Aruch, erase a get batel. A get written without the proper authorization of the husband is batel mevutel moshav lokaya. The question is, if that's true, that's a real concern for Gittin. How come that didn't make it to the list? How come the Gemara didn't say they forgot this Mishnah 9 Aleph? Not that they forgot the Mishnah, the third paragraph about Lishma, so they probably forgot this one also. So that's what the Ramban picks up on. Why doesn't this Mishnah make the list in terms of things that could potentially go wrong in Hilchos Gittin? So if you take a look at now backwards on the fourth of the Marmakomos, it's three lines from the bottom of the Ramban. The Yod Yishloma says the Ramban, "Dechol shekosei v'choseim shelo b'mitzvah sabagarish." Anybody who writes a get or signs a get without proper authorization, shalom l'shem gerushin hu. Says the Ramban, that is called a get, shalom l'shma. So what did the Ramban just tell us? Earth shattering chiddush, says the Ramban. There is no independent halacha that requires a get to be written l'shma. I'm sorry, to be authorized by the husband. There is no such halacha. The Mishnah says it's true. Says the Ramban, that's a corollary of the general din. That's part of the general heading called a get has to be written l'shma. If a get is not authorized, then by definition, it's not considered to be written l'shma. That's a loaded statement that we do not understand what in the world that also things have to do with each other. I thought that a get shalom l'shma means, yeah, he's just practicing writing a get, or he wrote for Reuben and Rachel number one, and then Reuben and Rachel number two take the get. I can give you an array of different examples of shalom l'shma. And here, the Ramban is saying there's another shalom l'shma. A get that wasn't authorized by the husband, and therefore says the Ramban, you can't ask the question, why doesn't the Gemara mention this concern? Why does Rabbah only pick on the concern of Lishma and doesn't mention a get shalom b'tzivi abal? The answer is, that's the same thing. It's Hayelach, it's the same soul. Needless to say, we just saw the OJ Shlomo and Ramban that indicates to us that there were other things that he said before. So this really sets the stage for our discussion. We want to understand today the relationship between two halachas that it was kitted, and it makes all the difference for these words in the Ramban. We have din number one, called the get has to be written in Shema. It's chayk lo yava. We have din number two, that a get requires authorization of the husband. Chayk lo yava number two. But I want to know now is, what is, if anything, the relationship between these two halachas? That's really where our sugya begins. And again, the Ramban was what introduced to us this idea that the two halachas are actually really one and the same. So let's go all the way back, literally from the beginning. I mean, back to the beginning, before the Mishnah, back to the Pasuk Kumish. The Torah describes the writing of the get. That's it. I don't want to go any further. I want you to translate for me the word v'chosav. I said to the Bachman Yeshiva, I said, today's a chumash year. It's not a gemara year. Just simple article translation, v'chosav. Who should write? Somebody's writing. I want to know who the he is. Like if you remember back in your high school days, if you gave in a composition or something, and you had ambiguous pronouns, you got like a red mark on the side of the teacher. Who? What? Where, who is the it? Who is the he? Who is the she? So I wonder, who is the he of this pasuk? The chasam l'sefer kedushas. I thought that the he of this pasuk, the chasam la, is the subject of the pasuk. Who is the subject of the pasuk? You got ish. Ha'ilam simtachem be'enam. Ve'nosem v'yotam shechul be'esim. Talking about the man. So the man has to write it again. That's a simple shot in the home, that the man, the husband himself, has to take a pen, take a piece of paper, write the words, and write what does a lot of into his life. That's the Pasuk shot is. Now, we know that that's not true. We have Mishnayis that describe the Sofer writing the Gittin. Most husbands don't know how to write again. So the Sofer's writing again. So how do we understand that phenomenon? How can it be that on the one hand, the Torah says, Vechosav, on the other hand, Lamaisa, the husband's not writing again. So the poshut answer to that question is, the simplest answer to that question is, this is a manifestation of a halacha called shlichus. This is not all that different from shlichus am kevoso that we apply in other areas of halacha. So let's say, for example, if a person wants to get married, so he can either give the ring himself, or he so desires, and she so desires, the Gemara frowns upon this. That's not a good idea. For obvious reasons, that's a good idea. But it was, in theory, you could send the shliach to be Mekadesh, a woman on your behalf. Remember years ago, the big snowstorm, and the Kala got stuck in Philadelphia, and the Chas was stuck in New York, and the highway was closed, and they turned out. So somebody came up with a great idea. No problem. We'll Mekadesh the shliach. Needless to say, that was not accepted. That was vetoed by the parents. You don't wait a lifetime for a wedding initially. So, at first glance, the fact that the Torah describes a get being written literally by the husband, but we know that that's not the case, it probably is based on the principle of shlichus. If that is the case, so then we understand full well why the halacha tells us that you need tzivui habal. Why do you need the baal, the husband, to authorize the writing of the get? Very simple. Because that's the regular halacha called minu shlichos. Whenever you have shlichos, there has to be an authorization of the shlich. Let's say, for example, I own a lot of fruit, and it's time for me to separate my trumus and my stress, and you decide to go ahead and do it without my permission, without my authorization. That's meaningless. You can't separate my shlichos. You can't be mekadesh isha, you can't be megarish isha, and you can't write a get without my authorization. So if that's the pshat, that the chasavla means the husband. Therefore, the only way to explain the writing idea in the sofer is through the principle of shnifus. I totally understand why there's a halacha of tivi abal. However, we're going to play now the other side. We're going to present what other Rishayim say, what many Rishayim say, if that is in fact not the case. So there is a sugya that appears, we'll see in the Tosfos in a moment, Tosfos is going to highlight the sugya. There is a sugya that appears in Daf Chav Beis, the Maseches Gittin, that hopefully we're going to talk about a lot, a lot, a lot. You're probably wondering, wait a second, we're in the Beis of a Beis, and I'm telling you, we're going to talk the Kiyas from Mail, we're going to hopefully get the Chav Beis. I'm telling you, we're going to get to hopefully the Iyantel Chav Beis. Well, the good news is we're going to skip about 15 of the blood in the middle. So we're going to say that the yeshiva is probably going to be, we're going to learn to around the above, and then we're going to skip to the second parak. So hopefully we'll get to this gemara in some shape or form. So there's a mishnah on the chabeis in Maseches Gittin, but the mishnah speaks about who can write a get, who is qualified, who is acceptable in halacha to be the sefer for a get. So the mishnah gives a sweeping statement: Hakol Kshayrim Lichtavis Get. Everybody can write a get. A Cheresh, a Shaita, a Kota, people who are Labadei Das, people who are under the age of Bar Mitzvah, everybody, you name it, HaKol K'sheir Luchta V'Saget. So comes the Gemara and says, what? HaKol K'sheir Luchta V'Saget? That undermines everything we've been talking about until now. We've been spending the last 3 weeks on the requirement of Lishma. How in the world can the 8-year-old kid affect a Lishma? How in the world can a child do something Lishma? Doesn't make any sense. The verse says, yeah, you're right. A katan acting on his own cannot do lishma. But there's a principle called gadol oimed al gabav. When a child does something and an adult is supervising and knocking over the head and saying, do it lishma, do it lishma, do it lishma, so then that works. That's considered to be an asiyas ma'isa lishma. So the child on his own cannot affect lishma. But there's an adult supervising that can. That's the principle called gadol oimed al gabav. Every once in a while, we use this for other mitzvahs as well. There was this goes back, I don't know how many summers it was, but the summer that Entzius Kollel found themselves in the north in Chespin, some of the Gaza war. So we ended up in the middle of the Golan for most of the summer. And all of a sudden, one night, 11 o'clock at night, some fellow comes riding in from Yerushalayim with a big truck. And he says he has 500 pairs of talus katans with 500 sets of strings that have to be made in the next hour because they're going to the front. You can send them down to Gaza. There are a whole bunch of soldiers who need tzitzis. What is it? My hide needs tzitzis. They were green tzitzis. They were green begotten. So the army wanted this particular unit had to have camouflage tzitzis. So they were given this task. So somebody tipped this guy off that there are a bunch of Americans sitting around the I wouldn't say doing nothing, but a bunch of Americans simply learning in the north. So about plenty of time to make emergency set 500 kachab. So we made literally 500 kids at tzitzis in 1 hour. So at the time, everybody wanted to participate. So even some of the children, some of the rebbeim, there wasn't much going on in Chespin those days. So we need a little entertainment. So even the little kids wanted to be involved. So I remember at the time I gave a 5-minute shia right before about quickly, tell you with the Russian problem how to make tzitzis. And we're making mixes at night. Everyone agrees you're allowed. Most people say you mix this at night also. We were making all that. And we wanted to have the little children participate also. So I explained to them that we could do that as long as we have gedolim omdim al gabeihem. So we had, for each child, we had somebody who was instructing the child, do it lishma, do it lishma, do it lishma. Mom is based in this gemara, literally right out of this gemara in Maseches Gittin. So Baruch Hashem, we succeeded. The only glitch that we had in the whole Sittus making project was that one of the Americans was doing it. Apparently didn't hear the shiur too well. He thought there were 5 strings in tzitzis, not 4. So there was one pair of tzitzis floating around in Gaza that has 5. Okay, some soldier, I hope he's still fulfilled. I said, we rely on the Gra. The Gra says, but the evidence comes with 5 strings also. So the American didn't quite hear well that night. Anyway, back to the story. So there is a principle called Gavah Obed Agavah. So here you have a child writing a get, and the adult is supervising the get, and the Gemara says, okay. And she says, that's okay. Then the Gemara asks another question. Wait a second, if that's the case, so then maybe you can have a non-Jew writing a get, and a Yisrael will supervise him also. So the Gemara says, somehow that doesn't work. Why that doesn't work is very unclear. Hopefully, again, we'll get to that in a second, Barak. But the Gemara says that's going to fall short. So the bottom line is, the entire sugya of the Chavez about who can or cannot write a get is revolving around one word, and that one word is Lishma. If the Kotlin can create Lishma with Yisrael al-Gabav, great. If the non-Jew cannot, they're no good. Everything is a sugya of lishma. So on this spot, Tosus is the Kasha. So we can find that the line that Tosus. So Tosus is on the seventh. It's the seventh of the Maamar Kamos. It's about 8 or 9 lines down the Im Tomar. So Tosus says, wait a second, I do not understand the entire Sugya system. It's the Im Tomar. If you have Kati, Halab and Eshichos Ninu, Umay Mahane, to God, Omer Agaro. Says Tosus, the Gemara is only addressing one concern. The Gemara is pippling and draying with this Lishma, yeah, Lishma, no Lishma, yes, no, maybe. What happened to Shlichus? Everyone knows that a Kotan can't be a Shliach. So how could the Gemara even entertain the possibility of a Kotan writing a get? Doesn't he have to be the Shliach of the husband? Or how could the Gemara even ask the question, can the non-Jew write the get? The non-Jew cannot be a Goy, cannot be a Shliach for Israel. So how in the world can we even tipple about writing a get, invoking the sugi of God, Omer Agabov, Yisrael Omer Agabov? Isn't it obviously disqualified because it's lacking in shlichus? That's Tosus' question. Tosus continues. Tosus says, "V'yesh lomar the lo ba'inan shlichus b'ksiva." So Tosus, there is no requirement of shlichus b'ksiva saget. The entire sugya of shlichus applies to nesina saget. The husband has to give the get. In Ochanami, a katan cannot be the shlich to deliver the get. And true, a non-Jew cannot be shliach to deliver yet. That's all true, says Tosus. But the actual writing of the get, there is no requirement of shlichus. Never was, never is. So the Tosus continues. Why? Because of lav abal koi ela aselfer, says Tosus. Translate the words. Because of, Tosus translated different than we did. We said a few minutes ago, the chasav means the husband. He's the subject of the pasav, and it must be that the sofer is the shliach of the husband. Says Tosus, it's not true that the chasav means the chasav, general, the person. Who, I don't know what it is. Whoever the writer is, the ghostwriter, the chasav, whoever is writing the get. The sofer is not by any stretch of the imagination shliach, and therefore there is no need to meet the criteria of the shlichus. And if you're a katan, that's fine. And if you're a goy, in theory, that would be okay. As long as we can overcome the obstacle of lishma. But now Tosus is in a corner. Because once Tosus just said that the chasav is not referring to the husband, there never was a din of ksiva ayde the husband. So why did we read the Mishnah a few minutes ago that said, if somebody else writes a get without being authorized by the husband to do so, the get is bottled. Where did the din of ksiva habal come from? What kind of halacha is that ksiva habal? If it's not based on shlichus, what is it based on? So comes, Tosin continues. I just got finished telling you, says Tosin, there's no din of shlichus. When there's no tzivi habal, that's considered to be halachically not lishma. That's a not lishma kind of a get. The only person who could create lishma is the husband. He knows he wants to divorce his wife. He's ready to divorce his wife. And he puts those words on the paper. That's called lishma. Or if he tells somebody to do it on his behalf, I didn't say shlichus, but when he tells somebody to do it for him, so that's called the get lishma. But an outsider, a stranger who's not privy to what's going on, there's no shlichus to this case. On his own, he decides, Baruch Hu is going to write a get for somebody without being asked to do so. That get is possible, not because it's like shlichus. There is no bit of shlichus. That get is possible because that's considered to be a get written shalom shema. That's a loaded equation in terms of it's a very, very hard concept to understand. Why is that called shalom shema? Let's say I have a sofer who is not authorized. And the sofer says, Hinani Mukharim Zuman Lashem, Gabrishim Lashem, Yankarin, Avram Lashem, Rachel, Bas Yitzchak. I'm doing it, Lishma, Lishma, Lishma. I'm doing, he's screaming, yelling, he's baking matzahs, he's screaming, Lishayim, Lishmei, Lishayim. And the halacha says, no, that's not called Lishma. That up then, if you don't have authorization, that's not called Lishma. That is a very, very difficult concept for us to understand. Don't feel bad if you don't quite understand. This has been one of the enigmas, one of the strange issues in Ilchus Gittin. The Rosh Hashivas for the last 150 years, every Rosh Hashiva tries to say it a little bit differently. Why is that true? Taisa said it. There's no question that Taisa said it. But what exactly does that link? Why is Tibra? We know what Tosha said, but we're still not 100% sure why they said it. Why is the lack of Tibra Baal somehow translated in halacha to mean a lack of lishma. So a couple of weeks ago, when I was saying the sugya in yeshiva, right at the very beginning of the year, so I said over the Tosfos, and I quoted the Ramban, I quoted over the Tosfos, that a get without tzivya baal is considered to be chesar lishma. I tried to fetch it a little bit, I tried to say it a little bit, I tried to add a couple of Rosh Hashiva terms into it. At the end of the day, I threw my hands up and said, I truly don't really understand that. I think I'm in good company. I think a lot of people don't quite understand why Tosfos is saying, what the nature of what Tosfos is saying. But I kind of left it hanging a little bit. So a couple of hours later, so my youngest son, Amram Zev, is now learning in the Mir in Eretz Yisrael. So he's by Rav Asher Arieli, and they're learning Gittin now. So he calls me up, and he says to me, Abim, I just heard Shia today, and Rav Asher left us hanging. That Tosfos says that the reason we have a tzibli of all, because it's a bit of lishma. Said Baruch Shekivanti. I said, from Wayu to the Mir, I said, we have the same problem. I said, it was the same problem they had in Telz and in Volozhin, and in every yeshiva in Europe had the same problem. No one can exactly connect the dots as to why exactly this is. But Levaisa Tosfos says it, and Ramban says it, that the lack of tzibli of all somehow translates to Mishnah Lishma. But Tosfos adds a little bit of a kinesh. They get a little bit of something to it. They don't just leave us totally hanging. We continue back to that Tosfos of the seventh of the Maimonides. Tosfos says in the fourth line from the bottom, "Elamishum b'chalotzi v'abal b'chashiv l'shma elachashiv stama upasol the ishalav l'geirish and kaimak and amin b'reish zvachim." So Tosfos makes reference to a sugya that appears in the very, very beginning of Masechet Zvachim, literally that day. One of the most important sugyas of Masechet Gittin appears in Masechet Zvachim, different Torah. What we call Aniya b'makom echad, Meshiv b'makom achad. Very often you find the sugya in the Masech that you're not learning, but it impacts greatly. Let's go back from all the way back to the beginning of the Maimonides, the second of the Maimonides. It's a Gemara in Zvachim. I'm not going to read the entire sugya. I want to just get a little bit of what's relevant for us. The Gemara begins on the second of the Maimonides in Zvachim, that base. Omele Arvino Rav Papa. He said to her papa, you weren't here yesterday, last night in the yeshiva. You weren't in the tchum, in the area of Becharmach, where the Bespedish was. You didn't show up to say that. You're out of the tchum. What would happen? The Rami Rav and Mili Ma'al Yisadadi, the Shani Lahu. So Ravina said to her papa, Chabal, you missed here yesterday. He said, we had such a gavalic discussion. Rav raised a phenomenal question. He gave a whole shtickle Torah. And you missed it. That's what he told him. So my meal ma'al yisrael. What was this grandiose thing that he missed in the shir? In the old days, you missed it. There was no white Torah. There's no recordings. There. You missed it. That's it. Yeah, you gotta find someone to tell it over to you. By the way, what was the great meal about? So Tanan, you learned the first mission of Sefer Zvachim. Kol Zvachim shiris mishloli shman v'chulei. The Mishnah tells us that when you shech the korban, so if you shech the korban, shalol l'shma. So I'm shechting an ola, and I shechted it to be a shlomen. Or I'm shechting an osham, and I shechted it to be a chatas. So I do a different kavana, a wrong intention as to what the korban is. So that can impact on the korban. Sometimes it impacts on the korban in a disastrous way that the korban is actually possible. Sometimes it impacts on the korban that the korban's kosher, but I have to bring another one. I wasn't really yield to my obligation. Again, literally the first 10 blottings that is vachim, which is based on psukim, the altar, shabbat, shabbat, what the details of this halacha of lishma and shloshma by kavanas. So bottom line is, there is a halacha that a korban has to be shechted lishma, but the Gemara is medayik, hastama al nam l'bayam l'shem chayba, that when do we say that there's a problem if you shechted it with the wrong kavan, the wrong intent? But if you didn't think anything, I woke up to the animal, I just shechted, I don't think it, blank, mine is blank, so then the carbon's crushed. That's what's called stubble shma by me. So by carbonos, there's no need to actively check it for the right reason. Just make sure you don't make a mistake and check it for the wrong reason. However, the Gemara says, when it comes to Gittin, or many, we learned in Mishnah, when it says Gittin, Kol get shenichta shoshem isha posel, the stubborn abi posel, the Gemara's going to be back a little bit later, that when it comes to a get, it's not enough for a fellow just to write again, just like that. I'm not thinking anything, I just write again. No, you have to write it for actively for that person, for that husband, for that wife. So here we have a halacha of lishma by Gittin, and we have a parallel halacha of lishma by Karbanus, and yet they part ways in terms of this particular point. When it comes to a Karban, there's no need to actively do it. As long as you didn't mess up, you're okay. When it comes to a woman, you have to actively have it. My high, what's the difference? That was what was said in Shia. That was Rava was discussing, that not everybody made the Shia that day. So it comes in and says, what's the answer? Vishani. Ravi gave the following answer. Zvachim b'stam l'shman omdim, ish b'stam alav l'gerish in amedes. Says the Gemara, the Lomdashir distinction is as follows. I have a korban. I was makdish the korban. So it's a korban ola. It was designated to be a korban ola. What's going to happen to this korban? Of course, it's going to be shechted as an ola, and it's going to be brought as an ola, it's going to be nikkum as an ola. That's the trajectory. That's the talith. That's what's supposed to happen. Stam korban is l'shma oimed. Once the korban is hukdash, once it's designated as a korban, it's self-evident that it's going to be brought, unless something crazy happens, it's supposed to be under the kach, to be brought as a korban. Therefore, I don't have to actively say l'shma, I just can't mess it up. If I do something silly and I say, oh, I'm shechted l'shem shlomim, that can ruin it. But as long as I just go with the flow and just continue what is over the kachor anyway, everything is fine. Well, what about a parallel halacha by a woman? So Reuven's wife Rachel, she's been married for 20 years. Would we say stop Isha Legerish and Kaima? The trajectory is she's supposed to get divorced. Rachel and Dave, that would be the trajectory. So obviously, a get is something out of the ordinary. A get is something that's not supposed to happen. So you can't say, well, the woman is omedes l'kach to be divorced. So she's omedes l'kach to be divorced. You just have to write a get. You don't have to really think about it. No. The only time we say that it's not necessary to actually clear the shva, that's only true when something is omed l'kach. When something is not omed l'kach, then the game's over. So that's what the verse says explicitly. You write a get. You have to literally do it. You have to practically do it the shva. You can't just hide behind stam isha l'gerish in kach. That's the distinction of the verse. Would
he writes or tells someone else, right?
Because
almost by writing it, it's
lishma. Okay, so we're going to talk probably not today, probably on Friday, about kavan lishma versus dibur lishma. We still have a lot of work to do on this. We still got a couple of loose ends on this idea. So a kohen of Tosus, back in the Tosus of Chavdei, when Tosus said that the reason why you need to be about is because otherwise the gedish lo lishma, so Tosus added on a kinei. So Tosus said, because stomach love lishma, therefore, a stranger writes the get, can't really do that. He needs the tzivi abal, the almost grant of lishma, dafka because stam isha lav gerish in kaimah. So Tosis added a little bit to it. Tosis made it a little bit smoother. Again, we're still not 100% sure what the leap of faith is, but at least it toned it down a little bit. So, a part of it, in terms of our sugya, what do we have? Practically speaking, we have our Gemara that says, going to Rabbah, you have to make sure before Nechdam. Why is that? Because of a red flag of a chashash of Lishma. So all the Shanim are pilpling. And what about all the other concerns? So we saw Tom said that they were really knowledgeable in everything, they just didn't believe in the Psal Lishma. That's Yach. Then we saw Taisus quotes the Riva that says that in Ochinami, all the problems. Lishma was Lishma was the first and not the last on the list of concerns. But the Ramban starts picking apart and saying, some concerns are already covered by Lishma. Let's say Lamashal, the concern of lacking Tzivi Abal is subsumed under the heading, it's under the category of a Red Lishma. So we looked at the Ramban and said, what is lack of Tzivi Abal have to do with Lishma? So that pushed us back a little bit and said, well, wait a second, why do you need Tzivi Abal for in the first place? So we came to the realization that although Tzivi Abal is an absolute Mishnah Dimin HaTorah B'lishum Safek, we're not even sure why you need it. Because if you hold that Tzivi Zaget requires Shlichus, then I understand what this is, so give Tzivi Abal. But if you hold that Tzivi Zaget doesn't even require Shlichus altogether, why in the world do you need Tzivi Abal? So Tosfos is Mechadish to us that Tzivi Abal is nothing to do with Shlichus. Tzivi Abal is based on the Shema. Again, we didn't 100% understand it, but we connected a little bit to the Gemara Masechet. So when all of those settles, the Shema is still hanging in there. We still require the Shema, we still require Tzivi Abal, according to many Rishonim, it's one of the same. But we now have to take this sugya really almost to the next level. When we talk about the Shema, and this already is going to become not necessarily a Gittin sugya, because we mentioned before, there's the Shema by Karbanos, and we're familiar, we mentioned there's the Shema by making tzitzis, and there's the Shema by making matzahs, according to many Rishonim, there's the Shema by writing a Sefer Torah. So the dip of the Shema really... So literally across many, many, many Dini HaTorah, one basic fundamental question we have to ask ourselves, that's going to be the bulk of the next year, as to what does that mean exactly? I have to do something with Shema. Does that necessitate verbalizing with Shema? Do I have to say with Shema? Or with Shema is something that's accomplished in my mind, in my kavana, in my heart and soul. That's with Shema. So this is, again, it's not just a Gittin question. It's an impact on Gittin. This is a question. Torah, tefillin, tzitzis, matzahs, any and every time there's a din of lishma, So is that the, does it require, does it necessitate Dibur now?
It's almost like the requirement of the Shema is, according to this Ramban, that it's like almost like within a Maisik seed itself requires that the Shema versus, which I wouldn't have thought, I wouldn't have thought that it gets up like a Hefsish, which requires in itself.
Okay. So we're going to talk. You're already starting. You're already three steps ahead of the Briskin Rav already about whether the Shema is something that emanates from the Gavra from the Chetza. So we got a lot of things to talk about. So again, there's a Din Lishma for sure. Whether Lishma is going to translate Lamaisa to Hebrew or not is still going to be up for grabs. So we're going to try to relate this back to the Tosfos, back to the Sugyas of Sabbos Shachar. So I'm on Friday. We'll continue that part tomorrow. We'll go back to the Jews.
I printed the wrong one.